CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
There was a block party in San Antonio thanks to Victor Wembanyama.
Drew Holiday brings it back up the floor, hands it back to Monte Kamara. Attacking goes up on Wembanyama, meets him with a block. That's his sixth, and then Kamara throws it off the underside of the basket out of bounds. What can he not do? He is out of this world.
Spurs Radio Network on the call. San Antonio eliminates the Portland Trailblazers 114-95. Victor Wembanyama finished with 17 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 blocks in his first playoff series win. The Knicks took a 3-2 series lead over the Atlanta Hawks 126-97, and Philadelphia got the win in Boston 113-97 to force a Game 6. In the NHL playoffs, the Bruins stayed alive and edged the Sabres 2-1 in overtime. Wild took down the Stars 4-2. Oilers defeated the Ducks 4-1.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots, 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 29th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Gang member sentenced to 42 years to life in state prison for murder and assault. Survey information for Paso Robles School District General Obligation Bond. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County District Attorney's Office announced that a man has been sentenced to 42 years to life in prison for gang-related activities. 31-year-old Angel Ramos Ramirez was found guilty of the second-degree murder of 20-year-old Daniel Diaz. Mr. Diaz, a 20-year-old Oceano resident, was stabbed 10 times by Ramos Ramirez during the early morning hours of June 4th, 2022, on a street in Oceano. Ramos Ramirez was also found guilty of assault with a deadly weapon in a separate case, using a knife to assault a 19-year-old victim. It was also found true that Ramos Ramirez was involved in a criminal street gang. District Attorney Dan Dow said, quote, "Violent gang predators like Ramos Ramirez, who prey on people of our community, belong behind bars for life. Today's maximum sentence of 42 years to life delivers the swift justice our community demands." Survey information for Passerable School District General Obligation Bond. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. In last night's Passerable School Board meeting, staff presented recent results from a survey regarding a potential general obligation bond. The district received 407 completed surveys from registered voters in district boundaries. 53% of the respondents do not have children or grandchildren attending or have attended schools in Paso Robles. When surveyed about a $183 million bond measure, about 51% of respondents had a yes or lean yes vote. The district then compared this approval rating depending on what projects, costs, and dollar amounts were emphasized for the bond. The highest increase in yes votes were for projects that emphasized career readiness for students, and the least supported were renovations to War Memorial Stadium. Here's the overall result after being presented with the information.
So then after we've gone through all of those questions and they've gotten a lot of information, and then we come back and we ask the question again. Remember that in the first one, remember it was a split sample. In the first one, it was 51%. After they heard the information, that went up to 56%.
The board approved staff to return to them with more information on a potential bond measure, with a filing deadline of June 16th to appear in the November election. Paso Robles High School's Color Guard will be holding their benefit showcase this Saturday, May 2nd at 2 p.m. in the PRHS Gil Asa Gym. The showcase will feature high-energy performances and student choreography, highlighting the talent and dedication of the school's Color Guard. The event offers the community a way to support the program and experience the creativity and athleticism of Color Guard. Admission is $7 for adults and $5 for students and children. On Saturday as well, at 4 p.m., will be the high school's Future Bearcat Spring Festival. The festival invites future Bearcats into a fun evening of activities, carnival games, food, Bearcat booster barbecue, and silent auction, and a movie under the stars at 7 p.m. Come support the Bearcat Color Guard this Saturday, and all future Bearcat families are invited to the Spring Festival. The Atascadero Veterans Memorial Foundation has announced the date and time of its annual Memorial Day ceremony. The ceremony will begin at 11 a.m. on Monday, May 25th. There will be limited seating, so attendees are encouraged to bring their own chair. The event will begin with a flyover by the Astrea Warbird Planes, colors accompanied by the Pipes and Drum Corps through the Welcome Home Military Flag Line. The speaker this year will be Dick Mason, and a barbecue will be provided by the Kiwanis. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Marlins beat the Dodgers 2-1, the Cubs over the Padres 8-3, the Royals beat the Athletics 4-1, the White Sox over the Angels 5-2, the Phillies shut out the Giants 7-0, the Yankees beat the Rangers 3-2. Tonight, the Angels will face the White Sox, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Dodgers will face the Marlins, the Giants will go against the Phillies, the Athletics will face the Royals, the Yankees will go against the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs, Game 5 for the Lakers and Rockets is tonight. In California news, A man has admitted to following and impersonating Border Patrol agents to disrupt their operations in Southern California. Jamie Ernesto Alvarez Gonzalez has pled guilty to the allegations, where he modeled his black Ford F-150 to impersonate a federal vehicle, complete with a Border Patrol sticker on the windshield, non-working radio communications antenna on the roof, and handcuffs hung in the rearview mirror. A suspected Guatemalan drug kingpin was arrested in San Diego. 61-year-old Eugenio Dario Molina Lopez, also known as Don Dario, appeared in federal court after being taken into custody. He is the alleged leader of Los Huistas, a drug trafficking organization based in northwestern Guatemala, known for its cocaine distribution. Local news was sponsored by The Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The conflict surrounding the closures of the Strait of Hormuz has slowed the flow of fertilizer through key global shipping lanes. But getting those supply chains moving again may not be as simple as just the reopening of the passage. Josh Linville says beyond the immediate disruptions, the bigger challenge is the ripple effect across production, infrastructure, and global logistics.
Think through again the logistics of it. We always look at it from our hometown, our back porch. But think about this on the global scale. If the Strait opens tomorrow, first, you got to convince all these vessels it's safe to sail. That's going to take a minute. Second, you think about some of the attacks that we've seen. Qatar and Iran both had their some of their gas plants destroyed, right, by missile and drone attacks. Both of those nations' attacks were centered on the plants that feed their nitrogen production facilities. Now you're talking about repairs. That takes a while. Once you get that going, you've got to get LNG, you got to get natural gas production back up and running. Once that starts getting the fertilizer plant, you got to restart the fertilizer. And then ultimately, this is the thing that's really going to take time. The Persian Gulf, the Middle East, is designed for a steady flow of incoming and outgoing vessels. It is not designed to load hundreds of vessels all at the same time.
Linville said a bottleneck of this size is going to take some time to work through.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Hello everyone, Kyle Schaub inviting you to the Koenig Ranch Reds 17th annual production sale Thursday, May 7th at Glasgow Stockyards. 100% registered 1A Red Angus, range developed birth to finish with herd building and stayability genetics that are second to none. Selling 42 two-year-old bulls from the top third of the crop and 30 registered open heifers. Consistent, reliable cattle. The Koenig Ranch Red Angus sale Thursday, May 7th, Glasgow, Montana. Bid live on Cattle USA.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Mandates such as California's Universal Meals Program already provide funding to improve access to nutritious meals served to public school students. Last year, state legislatures passed a law requiring schools to phase out certain ultra-processed foods from school meals. Some school districts started the transition before the law was passed. Among them is Western Placer Unified, which started making changes in 2023 with the help of the nonprofit Eat Real. Matea Kelly, marketing director for Eat Real, said a transition away from processed foods can often encourage partnerships with local farmers. Sometimes the best pathway isn't just going through and trying to remove the ingredients, but it's just bringing in whole foods, Kelly said. Helping these districts go to source from more local farmers can sometimes be one of the lightest pathways to be able to do that. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Friday, partly cloudy starting on Saturday, continuing through Wednesday next week. Low 80s Friday, low 70s on Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday and Monday, upper 60s on Tuesday, 74 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are under pressure. Investors are waiting for the Federal Reserve's meeting to conclude today, with remarks from Fed Chair Jerome Powell likely to be his last as chair. Also, crude oil prices are higher. Brent crude is up to $116 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate has topped $104. Major tech earnings come out after the Wall Street close. Meta Platforms, Microsoft, Amazon, and Alphabet. Housing starts for new single-family homes rose in March, much more than expected. It up 10.8%. The delayed report for February says starts declined 3% in the month before. The jump in construction may be ending, though. Permits for future building declined by 10.8% in March. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This April, refresh your skin and renew your glow at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles. Book the ultimate skin refresh facial and enjoy a complimentary eye and lip mask treatment designed to hydrate, brighten, and leave you feeling radiant. Relax in the tranquil setting of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where wellness meets luxury right here on the Central Coast. Appointments are limited, so reserve your April facial today. Call Spa Allegretto or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to book.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Don't forget, Bluegrass Festival is coming up. Mother's Day weekend, May 7th through the 10th, and I have a couple of tickets for any of the days that you please. Just email me, kevin@kprl.com, and I'll let you know through the email if you've won those tickets. And for more information about the festival, go to parkfieldbluegrass.org.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Many a bank holdup went well, and the outlaws got away with saddlebags full of loot. But that wasn't the story of the outlaws who attempted to hold up a Medicine Lodge, Kansas bank in 1884. April 30, 1884 was a dreary, wet day in Medicine Lodge, Kansas. The only activity on the main street was four riders who rode up to the Medicine Lodge bank. One of the men stayed with the horses, another waited at the front door of the bank, while the other two went inside. Gunshots were heard coming from the bank. Realizing something was awry, locals started appearing. Marshal Sam Dinn immediately sized up the situation and took a shot at the outlaw holding the horses. As the outlaws struggled to untie and mount their horses, townspeople with guns in hand appeared from everywhere. Finally, the outlaws headed out of town. As they passed the livery stable, the doors swung open and 10 cowboys, who were waiting out the storm in the stable, began giving chase. The robbers ended up in a box canyon and, after a short exchange of gunfire, gave up. When they were brought back to town, the locals were amazed because they knew the outlaws. Two of them were even lawmen from nearby Caldwell, Kansas. The outlaws, including Caldwell Marshal Henry Brown, were escorted to the jail and pictures taken, but the day wasn't over. Not only had the outlaws tried to rob the bank, they had killed the bank's president and good friend. So that evening, a couple of hundred of the citizens decided to visit the jail and express their true feelings. What resulted was Henry Brown being cut in half with a shotgun and the three other outlaws being strung up. I don't think the locals were happy about what happened that morning.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Dakota.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. In last night's Paso Robles School Board meeting, staff presented recent results from a survey regarding a potential general obligation bond. The district received 407 completed surveys from registered voters in district boundaries. About 51% of respondents had a yes or lean yes vote. This number increased to about 56% after being presented with information about the bond. Paso Robles High School's Color Guard will be holding their benefit showcase this Saturday, May 2nd at 2 p.m. in the PRHS Gil Asa Gym. The showcase will feature high-energy performances and student choreography. Admission is $7 for adults and $5 for students and children. Come help support the Paso Robles High School's Color Guard. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. A court date this afternoon for former FBI Director James Comey. Fox's Gernal Scott.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said a picture Comey posted, shells on a beach made to read 8647, had criminal intent. A second charge was also for posting the photo using interstate and foreign commerce.
Comey maintains his innocence. War Secretary Pete Hegseth and America's top general Dan Kane in front of the House Armed Services Committee.
This congressional panel ostensibly is to talk about President Trump's new $1.5 trillion defense budget that equates to about 5% of the U.S. economy. Expect many questions about the two-month-long war against Iran, the last 21 days under a ceasefire.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The price of a gallon of gas rising 11 cents over the past 2 days, stopping at $4.22 a gallon from AAA. America's listening to Fox News.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Brookside Christian Academy in Atascadero, formerly known as North County Christian, is having their first annual Spring Gala on May 8th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Let's support this wonderful school that is providing our children with a Christian classical education and spiritual discipline, and the tools to master academic skills while pursuing the truth. The Brookside Academy Gala theme is Let Goodness Grow. Please buy your tickets or make a donation at brooksideacademy.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine on your Wednesday, high of 80. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s. And for your Thursday, we'll do low 80s. Same on Friday, dip down to the low 70s on Saturday, mid-60s Sunday and Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, Wednesday, mid-70s. No rain in the forecast. All righty. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down. 6:14 a.m., 7:48 p.m. We are now at 57. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Coming up this afternoon, Eric's in for Karen, and she'll take he'll have on Lynn Compton. They're going to talk about this committee that the DA's office got involved with, having to do with funding from Don Ernst and others to help out little Jimmy Paulding. So that is this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL.
Up this morning. The Morning Exchange.
You are on my mind. I got
KPRL.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, just about anything or everything, anything, everything that you would like to talk about regarding whatever. That's how freedom of speech is supposed to be, not from freedom of speech, something to remember. And what did I come across that I played? Where is it? Here it is. I don't know if this ties in or not. Probably does a little bit. Again, yesterday I mentioned that one of the first things I was assigned to do was to interview Red Skelton when the station in Thousand Oaks was being sold and they were changing it to all comedy. And of course, from a different generation, I understand that. And, you know, again, just let me reiterate that, you know, Red Skelton said that he didn't feel that comedy isn't comedy if you need to be vulgar. To be vulgar. Now, we've had, you know, in the last couple of days with this Jimmy Kimmel, you know, his mouth running and the things he said before, that I think it was 2 days before the attempt on President Trump again. And the standards, though, not just on television and everywhere else in society, but they have changed dramatically, obviously. And I can't put my finger on it why or when. But here's just something to go back in time and to listen to one of the legends who was on television for many years. We're talking about Johnny Carson. And he's this was at a, I think, an Academy Award or something like that, that he was emceeing. And he, it's supposed to come up, and it doesn't want to come up. Okay, I was playing it just before we got back on the air. And now it's not there. All right, well, oh, maybe it'll have to be refreshed. Thank goodness Chris told me how to refresh. Chris, I got something completely off the wall.
Is it a tech-related question?
No, it's not.
Just taking a shot in the dark. What is it?
No, this has to do... There's been a lot of news coverage of the King of England in the United States.
Sure.
Okay. Let me see. How do I put this? Because I don't want to... how would it be? Do you give a damn?
Not particularly.
Have you ever?
About the British royalty?
Yeah.
No. They're on the other side of the pond.
Okay. I really haven't either. I mean, I know a little bit of the history and so forth, and I appreciate the traditions of the country and the pomp and circumstances. It's kind of cool. I wouldn't be one to watch the weddings, the funerals, or whatever. I'm not that type, but there is, you know, some respect of it. And again, a personal experience I had. I didn't meet her, but I came within a couple of feet of Lady Thatcher. Now, many of you are familiar with Hillsdale College, all right? And they have these, I know they have these cruises, but I don't know if they do it anymore, because my dad would contribute to Hillsdale College. He stopped doing the two colleges that he went to, Fordham Law and Manhattan College, because he didn't like their liberal policies. They were getting more liberal. So as a, you know, he started donating to Hillsdale College. So he had an opportunity. So he got tickets for myself, my brother, and obviously himself to go see Lady Thatcher speak. It was, you know, one of these dinner things in Florida down there in St. Petersburg. So we I couldn't wait because I like Lady Thatcher. Anyway, so we get there, and she gets up, and she's talking and so forth. And she, what was funny is she always referred to President Reagan as Ronnie. Ronnie and I. I mean, it was the, you know, through the whole speech. So after she gets done with her main talk, she grabs the microphone, and she's walking. She walked through the crowd. It was a question and answer. You know, you're sitting at the table there, put up your hand, and she would come over and say yes. And so she's getting closer and closer to our table. And, you know, my dad looks at my brother and me and says, you guys have any questions? And I said, yeah. I said, what do you think she'll say if I ask her if she likes the song Maggie May by Rod Stewart? My dad put his elbows on the table and looked at me and said, if you ask that question, I'm going to knock your head off. Want to be a smart aleck and embarrass him and so forth and so on. Anyway, I thought I wasn't going to ask it anyway. I was just doing it to be, you know, Kevin. Let's see here. This thing still does not want to come up. Oh, well. Let's see here. Kimmel on the email. Leave Kimmel on the air. He's a prime example of you can't fix stupid. Well, again, I didn't finish it yesterday because I started this on Monday, I think. Is why give him the publicity?
You know, there's all types of people. You know, I know Fox shows Rosie O'Donnell shooting off her mouth from Ireland or wherever the heck she is. You're giving these people the platform and so forth. So the more hits they get and so forth, they're kind of liking it. They're kind of liking it. So, and don't listen to them. It's to me, it's simplified. I know some people can't turn their way on certain things, but I easily do it as well. So I just, Chris, have you ever watched the late night? I know you don't watch a lot of TV, but any late night hosts?
No, they didn't really interest me that much.
Okay.
Back when I watched TV anyway.
Okay. And well, you probably stayed up a little bit later than you do now.
That's for sure.
Funny how that. Now, when you were in school, were you one that scheduled, you know, depending on the availability, your classes later in the morning?
Oh, you mean in college?
Yeah.
No, actually. When I was in college, I scheduled them as early as possible in the morning because that's usually when I got off work. Because, like, you know, I would work from, let's say, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m., and I would schedule my first class at 9:30 just to get it over with.
All right. So, okay. That made sense because you're, you know, you're still going, so to speak. Hi, good morning.
Hi. I agree. I don't know why the news networks always refer to Rosie O'Donnell and that stupid View. I mean, who gives a darn what they think? They're a bunch of idiots.
Well, I guess I'm playing both sides here. Is that, would you want to know what people who have the opposite view of you think?
Well, that's what all we hear, though, is the opposition, you know, the stupid Dems. But, I mean, those people, I mean, really? It's just, I just think it's very annoying. They're not intelligent people at all.
Well, that's, you know? That's a perception that Americans have, that just because you're on a screen or have a microphone that you are. I mean, that's been going on for years. But I've never watched The View. But I have, like you said, they do show clips of some of the, I guess, what would be considered, based on your view, the outlandish comments that they bring up.
It just gets people all riled up.
Right, remember these networks, they're on 24 hours, so they have to fill it with something.
Yeah, exactly. And as far as the comedy goes, Kevin, you know, years ago we used to go and see comedy acts, you know, when they were clean. Now they're just vulgar. Like Johnny Carson and Bob Hope and all those old ones. I mean, it was really, like you say, Red Skelton. They were truly funny people. You know, this, it's just all vulgarity.
Well,
it's just, I don't know, it's just not.
It has changed because I have, I really enjoyed George Carlin. I thought he was just amazing.
Oh, I know.
But
he was pretty, but I got to admit that one, my kids told me about something about he was on an airplane. I mean, he did. The language was pretty bad, but it was funny. I got to admit.
Well, what's interesting about Carlin is I did go to see him in concert. Matter of fact, I took my mom and dad when I was in high school, and I was embarrassed because a couple of times during the live show, he used poor language, and my mom and dad never used poor language in their life, so I was embarrassed because of that. But he didn't use it a lot. However, fast forward X amount of years, somebody sent me a CD of him in concert, and I listened to it, and a lot of every other word was F and you know what else, and I thought.
Yeah.
And as you said, it was kind of funny, but after a while, I go, you know, I'm no virgin when it comes to bad language, but I just got tired of it. It's like, You know, do you want to be in a conversation with somebody who's constantly using foul language?
I know, and there. I know these. I have grandchildren, you know, and the language always sometimes comes out around me. I don't really, you know, I don't say anything, but I don't appreciate it. I'm old school, but my family too. They didn't speak like that in my house. Our house, so I wasn't raised with it. So
well,
but
that's
now. No, it's different.
Well, that's why I got a couple of bars of soap in my mouth when I was a kid, because it wasn't tolerated.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine saying anything close to it around my aunts or my grandparents.
No, I know.
So it's been, I think what you're alluding to is that it's become accepted.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm still uncomfortable around it, but.
All right.
I'm old school. Okay, thank you. Have a nice day, you guys.
You too. Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL. Maybe this thing will finally come.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
There it is. Thank you.
I'm sure that all of you here and most of you watching tonight understand why we delayed this program for 24 hours. Because of the incredible events of yesterday, that old adage, the show must go on, seemed relatively unimportant. The Academy, ABC Television, and all of us connected with the show felt because of the uncertain outcome, as of this time yesterday, it would have been inappropriate to stage a celebration. But the news today is very good, as you know. The president is in excellent condition at last reports. He's been conducting business. And he happens to be in very good spirits. After all, you must remember this is a man who yesterday, while he was in the hospital unable to speak, wrote on a sheet of paper, "All things considered, I'd rather be in Philadelphia." So tonight the show does go on. Now, 2 weeks ago, President Reagan videotaped an opening greeting for this occasion. We were in contact with the White House about 2 hours ago, and it was the president's express wishes that we use that introduction. And I might add that you might like to know that he also asked for a television set in his room so he could view this program tonight. Actually, the president was in such good form today, I was very tempted to call him and ask him if he had any more of those one-liners that I could use. So it is especially pleasing tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to be able to say, here is the President of the United States.
Anyway, that was, Johnny Carson, and there was an interview I played a little bit, I don't know how many years ago, and he was talking about, you know, that he laid off a lot of things politically because he didn't think it was right. He didn't think it was right. And you can imagine, if Johnny Carson wanted to do it, he could have done it because he was very powerful with the network. You know, the network's going, I don't know, you know, going back years, they had a lot of control over content. You know, there was controversy. If you read and you go back and with the Smothers Brothers show, even Laugh-In and so forth, they had lawyers that would say, okay, or no, we're not doing that. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Kevin, I just wanted to talk about our First Lady, and I just wanted to say, you know, she's reserved, she's well-spoken, she's very attractive, and when she speaks, people listen. And I think that our president could learn a lot from her. And when someone says something that affects her or her family, I think she has the right to speak on that topic. I know Michelle Obama was very effective in her manner and the way that she did it. But I really believe that our First Lady has the right to do that. And when she does it, people listen and she has things to say.
I don't know when First Lady started going above most of us could think of their traditional role. And I wouldn't disagree with you. Do you think a First Lady has a right? Well, okay, she has a right. Should go on television and tell a company to fire somebody.
I believe she has the right as a person.
I said, should she?
Okay. I believe she has that right because...
I'm not talking about a right. I'm not talking okay. about a right. I'm saying, should she go on in her role and tell a network or anybody to fire somebody?
Yes, I believe she does. I believe that if that of what that person said or did affected her the way it evidently did, I think she has the right, not the right, okay, she should be able to speak her mind, and she did. She spoke her mind, and as a human being, I believe that's good. And well, as First Lady, I believe it was good that she did that.
Okay, we know she's a human being.
Yeah, okay.
I just wonder how far, you know, I guess what I'm maybe not illustrating, but I'm pointing out here is we live in times where we don't know why the rules changed. Is why wouldn't she just leave it and not give this guy any kind of publicity at all?
Well, because I believe it affected her, and just like a lot of us, you know, sometimes we respond according to our feelings, and she's no different than the rest of us. And I believe at one point, you know, enough is enough, and she felt that it wasn't, you know, like I said, she doesn't get out there and voice her opinion all the time.
Okay.
But I believe that when she felt that, hey, I've had, this needs to be dealt with, she dealt with it. And I believe that she did a good job of doing that.
Aren't there some religious passages to turn the other cheek or things along those lines?
Oh, well, yeah, there is, and I wish I could do that as much
Important. Do you think she should tell her husband to stop calling people names?
Do you want to be honest? I'm being honest with you. I think she probably has over and over and over again. But Trump is Trump. And like I said, you know, I really appreciate everything that Trump has done. I just wish he'd learn how to keep his mouth shut. And I'm sure.
All right. Okay. I'm playing back and forth with you here. You understand it. So Trump is Trump, and Jimmy Kimmel is Jimmy Kimmel. What's the difference?
Okay. I didn't ever say there was a difference. I said I wish he'd keep his mouth shut, and I wish Kimmel would keep his mouth shut too. So no, there is no difference there. They're both outspoken, and both of them, a lot of times it's inappropriate. And I've said, you know, that I think that Trump has said some things that are absolutely inappropriate. But like I said, Trump is Trump and Kimmel is Kimmel. It doesn't mean I agree with what they've said, and I don't.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Yeah, no, I got it.
All right.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Bye. All right, on email here, Reagan. Another funny from Reagan from the hospital after the shooting was something like, honey, I forgot to duck. I do remember that. He was Ronald Reagan. He was Ronald Reagan about it. Let's see here. Kevin, we all know who wears the pants in you. I have no idea what this has to do with. Whatever. I can't. She should just call him a pervert. I don't know who you're referring to and who she is, Melania or whomever. And I got a little bit longer one here, but don't have time to read it, unfortunately. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow we'll get time for it.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Atascadero Veterans Memorial Foundation has announced the date and time of its annual Memorial Day ceremony. It'll begin at 11 a.m. Monday, May 25th. The event starts with a flyover by the Astrea Warbird planes, followed by colors accompanied by pipes and drum corps through the Welcome Home Military Flag Line.
On Saturday, May 2nd at 4 p.m. will be the Paso Robles High School's Future Bearcats Spring Festival. The festival invites future Bearcats into a fun evening of activities, carnival games, food, Bearcat Booster Barbecue, a silent auction, and a movie under the stars at 7 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Eric has on Lynn Compton. They're going to be talking about this committee that the district attorney's office got involved in and funded by Don Ernst and others to help out little Jimmy Paulding to get reelected. All right, enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.